Hi, Diane. Good morning to you.
Hi, Dennis.
Getting ready for springtime. I wanted to ask a few questions of you. We have a woodpecker or two that show up at the top of our home and peck away or drum away at the on top of our chimney. What is part of their routine this time of year, then, or some of the birds?
Oh, yeah. So you have a metal chimney. That would be probably the northern flicker, and they use whatever they can find to do that drumming sound and advertise their territory to other flickers. So it can be done by the males and the females, and the males are the ones that have that black malar stripe, also known as a mustache, and the females do not. So they find something really resonant to make that sound and advertise their territory.
It's always around this time of year, but is there kind of a rough timetable? Is there like a 2 or 3 week stretch and then they lay off again, or can it happen any time of year?
No, you're right. The earliest I heard them this year was February, but they'll do it mostly when they're setting up their territories, until probably they lay their eggs. So it should only go on for another month or so.
Only a month, not 2 days. I see.
Yeah, sorry.
I see. Okay, so they're not woodpeckers, they're flickers.
Well, they're kind of woodpecker, yeah. They're just given a different name, flicker, because of they make a lot of flickery type movements. And they're so pretty easy to see because they have those red feathers and red feather shafts.
Is there... They can cause damage. I know they don't at our place, but they can, can't they?
Yeah, they can be pretty hard on, especially wood siding. On the metal things, it's probably, hopefully, not a lot of damage, but on wood siding and utility poles, they can do a lot of damage. Sometimes the utility poles have to get replaced with cement or fiberglass poles, and if they're doing a lot of damage to your wood siding, one thing you can try to do is hang weather-resistant strips of mylar or something shiny that spins or waves in the wind, or you can cover the area with wider mesh netting about a foot away from the wall and cover the whole area with netting. We have to use a wider mesh so that the smaller birds don't get caught in behind it. And sometimes if they really like your place, you might have to replace your siding with something like vinyl or hardy board.
Well, that's been going on for so long then, obviously. I watched them really get into a school over in Penticton. I thought, well, it's exactly what you're saying. Holy man, once they get going, you got to kind of take care of it early, I guess, like anything else.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah, usually they're drumming to advertise, but sometimes they will be like trying to excavate a nest, and they do a lot of nest or like hole building. They're actually known as a keystone species because all the holes they make can be homes for many other species of birds and mammals like squirrels and bluebirds and Lewis's woodpecker, which is another beautiful woodpecker we have around here. And the flicker holes are also used by northern saw-whet and northern pygmy owls. And those don't excavate their own nest cavity, but use old woodpecker holes. So they're pretty important.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So if they advertise and things go well and they find a mate, then there's a chance they could stay.
Yeah, there's a good resident population in the area. So if they're drumming, they've set up a territory around your house, for sure.
Are they good for getting rid of the bad bugs and things like that? Are they a cleaner?
Well, one of the other reasons they're kind of noticeable is they're a woodpecker that spends a lot of time on the ground, and on the ground they're getting a lot of ants, especially like in the summer. So if you've got an ant problem, flickers are good to have around.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.